This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An operation to evacuate civilians from a steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol is underway. The effort to bring civilians out of the sprawling steel plant was being done Sunday with the International Committee of the Red Cross and in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. The president, Volodymyr Zelensky, also described the hour-long weekend meeting with U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Kyiv as a powerful signal of support in this difficult time. In a televised address on Sunday evening, Zelensky said his meeting with Pelosi included discussions of defense supplies to Ukraine, financial support, and sanctions against Russia. Pelosi and a half dozen U.S. lawmakers met with Zelensky and his top aides for about 3 hours late Saturday to voice American solidarity with the besieged nation and get a first-hand assessment as she works to steer a massive new Ukraine aid package through Congress. Zelensky says Ukrainians are grateful to all partners who send such important and powerful signals of support by visiting the capital at such a difficult time. Additionally, Zelensky estimated that more than 350,000 people had been evacuated from combat zones thanks to humanitarian corridors prearranged with Moscow since the start of the Russia invasion of Ukraine in late February. Germany says it's making progress on weaning itself off Russian fossil fuels and expects to be fully independent of Russian crude oil imports by late summer. The economy and climate minister Robert Habeck says Europe's largest economy has reduced its share of Russian energy imports to 12% for oil, 8% for coal, 35% for natural gas. He said that means increased costs for the economy and for consumers. But Habeck says the moves are necessary if they no longer want to be blackmailed by Russia. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General said Sunday that the war in Ukraine had aggravated a triple crisis affecting food, finance, and energy across Africa. Speaking during a visit to Senegal, his first trip to Africa since the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak, Antonio Guterres said it was impossible not to address the war in Ukraine when talking about the socioeconomic situation in Africa. Russia and Ukraine produce a third of the world's wheat supply, and the loss of commodities due to the war has resulted in soaring prices for food, as well as uncertainty about the future of food insecurity globally, especially in impoverished countries. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is expected to talk with his Thai counterpart per Youth Channel Ocha about economic matters, upheaval in Myanmar and Russia's war in Ukraine when they meet Monday. Kishida is in the middle of a five-nation overseas tour. He earlier visited Indonesia and Vietnam and will travel to Italy and the United Kingdom after Thailand. Japanese economic investments have been key to Thailand's industrialization, especially in the automotive industry. Also likely to be discussed is the violent conflict in Myanmar, which some experts characterize as a civil war. Several governments have imposed sanctions and condemned the Myanmar military abuses. Thailand and Japan are softer approaching. The head of journalist union says Egyptian authorities have freed three journalists, the latest in a string of releases, as the president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, appears to be reaching out to critics of his administration. The three walked free from jail early Sunday after they spent around a year and a half in detention in separate cases. The head of the journalist union posted images showing the three wearing white jail uniforms and embracing their families in the street. They were released pending investigations into initial charges of misuse of social media and joining a terrorist group. That's an apparent reference to the Muslim Brotherhood. Two people have been rescued from the rubble of a building in central China more than 50 hours after it collapsed. Dozens remain trapped or missing since the building collapsed Friday afternoon in the capital of Hunan province. Seven people have been pulled out alive, told the most recent were a woman and another person rescued Sunday afternoon and evening. Photos show the collapsed building pancaked between adjacent buildings about six stories tall on the same block. Recapping our top story, there is an operation to evacuate civilians from a steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol underway, and more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.